got this. It came in a box. And I took my Sony Vavo out, which was about 4 years old. And I put the box on the Vavo, or the Vavo on the box. And the Vavo overhangs the box that this came in with the manuals, the power supply, and the battery pack. And I was just amazed that was that. And of course, the Vavo is about three times as heavy as this is as well. Anyways, that's the user interface that it comes with. That's what you see when it boots up. It's basically IceWin, window manager on it. And then they've grafted this other tabbed interface over it, which is, you can see it's got document, spreadsheet, presentation. Those are OpenOffice 2.0. The mail is Thunderbird. The file manager is whatever comes with WinFS. I don't know what it is. Dictionary is kind of a strange application because it's got a Chinese version on it. And Notes is some tiny little application for writing notes on it. Learn a language, Mass. It's got Paint. It's got the periodic tables if you want to play with science. Periodic tables. So you can learn all about all of those wonderful little things. Interfaces to back up. One thing I found with this is this has got this touchpad on it is very sensitive. And I had to turn off, I didn't know there's even a feature. You can hit a touchpad and you can tap it instead of a mouse click. This one, I had to turn it off on this one because it's every time you move the mouse over something like that, it was clicking the application. So a little bit too sensitive for big thumbs like me. What?
Where do you turn it off?
You turn it off under Settings, Touchpad, Tapping, and it says Enable Tapping, and I turned it off. But if you leave it on and you're just running your mouse around like that, it'll decide that, oh, you selected that application, and you wonder why your mouse isn't scrolling anymore, and it's sitting in the background. You look at the disk light and it says, hey, I'm doing something. Play is some simple, naughty games. Video manager and a photo manager with it. Settings, don't expect too much out of the settings. They're nowhere up to anything that you'll see on a KDE or GNOME interface. They just don't cover the ground with that. One of the features, there's no way to turn the video built-in video camera on with a GUI. You have to either enable it in the BIOS when you boot the thing up or a result to the command line. Favorites. What favorites should be is favorites of anything application you want to put on it. Unfortunately, favorites, the way they've implemented it is favorites are all the favorites of the applications that they built into the interface, and that's all you can put in there, unless you're going to get into programming and editing the thing. So, one thing I found a bit strange about this is internet. I would have expected email, and it says mail in there, but that's webmail. And actually, if you want real email, you got to go to work and pull that up. This is Thunderbird, and yes, I don't have a correct SSL certificate for my server. And I've got some mail. It's just about usable, you can see by the amount of stuff that's on the screen. I mean, it is a tiny little screen. But it is useful, and we're running all of this on Wi-Fi. And one of the things I wanted to try on Wi-Fi, which seems to work very well, was Flash works out of the box. That's as loud as it gets. But that's out of the box. No changes to this one. Sorry? Much clearer, yeah. Yeah. But it's probably the lights washing out the screen quite a bit. But that's not bad for Wi-Fi. Streaming it. First application I ran on the thing was Skype. Boo-ha. But I called up my dad on that. No dropout, no hum, no hiss, no thing. As good as any PC that I've ever used Skype on. And I was talking to him in the States with a Skype out connection. I haven't tried the built-in microphone on it yet, but with a headset, it worked perfectly okay.
How do you change the res on the external screen? I believe you can make it quite a bit bigger, can't you?
I can. If, this is the thing, I'm going to lose the Wi-Fi probably if I reboot this thing. It's got a weird connection. You plug your external monitor in and then boot it. And it senses what it is, and then it will go up. I run mine at 1280 by 1024 on an external 17-inch for anything I want to do around the house. But you got to do it with that sequence. You got to do the power up as a plug it in, power it up, and then it will sense the external monitor and it will go to a higher resolution. Otherwise, you're stuck with this low interface. One thing I do use a lot is the command line terminal interface. Horrible green on black, but it seems to be a fairly good contrast and easy to read. The one problem with this keyboard is to get that symbol, the pipe symbol, which everybody uses a command line, knows what the pipe symbol's for. You have to do a ZX81 style of typing. Hold down the shift key, hold down the function key, and type the Z key at the same time. It's the only key. Everybody complains about the right-hand shift key. Yeah, it's a pain, but that's an even bigger pain for us that use a command line. So that is a really ugly feature on this beast. I just hate it. Any other questions about the software on that? No?
Yeah, does it work with LAN cable as well?
Yes, that's what I was going to do. I was going to show you all the bits and pieces on it. There's a lot of stuff on the PC. It's an amazing piece of kit for what it's got.
And if you didn't have access to a Wi-Fi or a LAN, would it work with one of these 3G phones?
I haven't tried it, but is it Hugo?
He's
got one out in the front desk, and he's got a 3G from Three Network, which you can get if you sign a 24-month contract. Not year, month. Seems like 24 years. 24 months. You can get a 3G modem, plugs in a USB port, and it's a tenner a month for a gigabyte of 3G internet connectivity. For 25 quid, I think you get 7 gigs, and you can go pay as you go, but that's very expensive. It's like something like a pound a megabyte. You can buy the 3G mobile and a USB. It's
$49.95. So that's Andy, is it?
Andy, he's got one. Depends on which contract you sign up for. If you sign up for 24 months, they'll give it to you no matter which one you use. But that's, 24 months, you're committed to 200 quid, which is almost as much as what the PC cost.
Would you go? Would anybody else here go with that?
I'm going to get one. I just haven't. I don't know I want to buy the one from 3G because it's a big thing. It's about so big around. It's this big, almost that big. And there's one that I've seen on Linux devices, which is proposed to be about that big, which I think is much more suits the style of thing. But I haven't seen if anybody, supposedly Linux compatible, but I haven't seen anybody use one yet.
And does the connection keep dropping out when you've got one of those 3G phones and one of these
Ask Andy. I mean, that's you've got to see. He's got the real experience on it. I haven't tried one out yet.
So it's got, is it three USBs?
Three USBs. Well,
let's
do all of those kind of things. One of the things that impressed me about this, and I am going to, now, I'll leave that in for a minute. Come back. Come back.
It takes a few seconds to synchronize.
Thank you. So you hit the power off button, say shut down. Anybody got a stopwatch? No, it blinks it out too quick. It hasn't shut down yet. There. Power up is about 20 seconds. I can't get it back. No, there, come back. That's a cold power-up cycle, so I find that impressively fast. Some people say, no, that's, I can't live with that. I want a Scion 5 that's kind of like 2 second instant on, instant off, but that suits me to the ground, the speed on it. About 3.5 hours on the battery on this one. The ones that are called Surf and the 2G have only two cells in it, and they give you about 2.5 hours.
Is that with Wi-Fi?
Sorry?
Is that with Wi-Fi? The battery?
That's where it depends on whether you got Wi-Fi enabled, whether you have the screen brightness turned up, whether you have the sound turned up. I've bricked this thing twice already because I'm trying to work on an ACPI, and there's a kernel module that they wrote specifically for this beast, but there's a replacement for it. I'm trying to get the replacement working so that you can tune down almost everything on it and try and push the battery life out maybe plus 4 hours. Then if you say, oh, I don't need Wi-Fi, shut it off.
Andy was demoing on his that if you suspend a RAM, it'll actually use startup time to about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
But you are using battery still to maintain the RAM.
Suspend a RAM? All you got to do.
How stable is it suspended RAM? Some people have been whining.
People have been whining about it all the time. They're saying, suspend a RAM. It crashes on me. It doesn't come back. I haven't had the problem. I've suspended RAM. You know, I just closed the thing, drove up to Sailing Club. It's a half an hour up there. Pull the thing up, hit the hotkey to say, I want Wi-Fi. Connect to the club's Wi-Fi. Yeah, it works. Go like that, talk to somebody for an hour, open it up, they say, oh, what's this? And I hit the power button, it comes back. It just works for me. But then other people have problems with it. They're saying, no, it crashes when I suspend it. It depends probably on the mixture of what you're doing for it. That's a video camera. It's a low resolution one. It's only got 300,000 pixels. So it's 0.3 megapixels, as they want to quote that. Typical mouse pad. The mouse is this toggle bar, left click, right click, but I don't know how to do a center click. Supposedly you can, but I don't know how it works. Can you see the little mark on the side? Supposedly that's a scroll. If you use just that edge of the mouse pad, it'll supposedly scroll your applications, but I haven't been able to make that work. Power button is this little beast in the hinge section on it. There's no latch on it, it just kind of friction closed, so that'll probably be something that knackers on it. You got four LEDs along the front edge of the picture. One is to show it's powered on, one for disk activity, one's for Wi-Fi, and the other one is this: if you have it plugged in the mains, it gives you an indication of that. Supposedly, with the new ACPI, there's an application you can actually twiddle with the lights and flash them at people and make them do interesting things. It's got a microphone built in the bottom. Now, I don't know how that's going to work as a video camera, because you go, hello, can you see me? Not the coolest place to put the microphone in the bottom of it. Little yellow sticker says, if you open this and there's a screw behind it, it voids your warranty. Now, I've read a letter supposedly from ASUS in the United States, and they said, in the United States, you can take the sticker off and change the amount of memory that's inside the thing, and you won't void your warranty. But it's stuck on there for places where we can get away with being right bastards and make you going into the ASUS center and buying expensive memory for us. And that's the little thing. Supposedly, there's very debate on it. There's a PCI slot, two of them underneath here. One of them's used for memory. The other one, and I don't know because I haven't voided the warranty on this one, may not be there. But somebody said, oh, it's only the black ones and the ones with serial number F7B. This is a 7B. I don't know whether it has a PCI slot in it. But they found 7As and they found white ones that don't have PCI slots in it either. One thing they've done neat, there's a new model out, came out just last week, called the 8G from Taiwan. That comes with 8 gigabytes of solid-state disk in it. And the 8G is stuck in the second PCI slot. It isn't soldered onto the motherboard like this one. It's got 4 chips on it that are actually soldered onto the motherboard. Battery pack comes out if you want it. It's got a latch on one side and a little spring clip on the other. 8 ounces for the standard battery pack. 2 pounds and a half ounce all up for both the battery pack. I've seen a photograph of one that's about half again as big as this, which is supposed to give you up to about 5 hours. You can't buy them anywhere yet, though.
So, in taking that out, because you had just suspended to RAM?
No, I turned it off. If I had suspended to RAM, it would be all gone completely. Yeah. I took that up. The power supply is this little thing on the back, and it's separate from the battery pack, so you can take the battery pack off and you can just plug your power supply in and run it off the AC mains. You asked about local area network. There's the hardwire local area network off the back of it. It was quoted originally with a spec to have a modem. There's a rubber plug right next to this wireless network connection that's been filled in, and there's no circuitry on the card for it. I don't know what they're going to do with that. One USB 2 on this side, microphone and headset jack. Other side, you got a SD card reader that's built into it, so it reads these. These little things, they go in automatically. So you can put your, if your camera uses one of those, you can plug them right in. 2 more USBs, video out. Is it Kensington, the cable lock people? It's got a slot for a Kensington lock on it to keep the thieves away. And that's about it. It's supposed to have a fan, but I've never been able to hear it or feel it. Somebody has reported that if you run it for a long time and you put extra memory in it and hold your hand over this slot on this side where the fan vents, it'll melt. It takes your money and pays it. It's not a laptop replacement. It's a ultra portable, use it when you need it in an emergency kind of thing. I wouldn't want to try and type on it all day or use a screen all day. Yes. You got 1.3 gigs left over. On this one, I've installed all the kernel sources, the current GCC compiler, all the build essentials, and essential tools or something like that, which is make and awk and all of those wonderful tools. And I've still got 1.1 gig free. So There's a lot of room in a gigabyte of memory. People don't realize. You're not going to get a DVD on it, of course. But then, I don't know, I would want to watch a DVD on this necessarily.
What's the processor? I know it's a Celeron.
Celeron. It's a 900 megahertz Celeron, clocked down to, and depends on who you believe in that, 733 or 600. And the front side bus is clocked down from 100 megahertz to 70. They're doing that to save power on it. People have clocked them back up, and it's open system, so get your tools on it and play with it. Zandros, that's the Linux OS on it. Did I say it had Linux on it? It comes with Linux on it. But Zandros, I don't think they're not my favorite company right now, because they've drank the Microsoft Kool-Aid. And
other people who've managed to replace that yet?
Ubuntu 7.10 runs out of the box. You got to fiddle around a little bit to get Wi-Fi in. Unfortunately, Wi-Fi is a blob for this, a binary only. There's no source published for it.
Mad Wi-Fi or something, I recommend.
Mad Wi-Fi, yeah, but Mad Wi-Fi, reading the forum again, Mad Wi-Fi's pulled the latest patch off because they had some difficulty in verifying part of it, where it originated from. So there, that's going to be the one iffy part if you want to go with Ubuntu. It does run off of it. You need to turn A-time off, first thing, A-time and A-time dir.